Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers, 785-833. The single most unifying position held by Americans is appreciation for those who protect our freedom and our families. You can help honor fallen or disabled U.S. service members and first responders by donating to Folds of Honor. They award scholarships to make sure the educational dreams of their sons and daughters and spouses live on. They have a 4 out of 4-star ranking on Charity Navigator, so you can give with confidence at foldsofhonor.org.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. Woo!
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
Welcome to Tuesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Let's go. Up first, I like the hoodie outside the jacket look.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it's a good look. It takes a lot to pull it off. I don't like the collar outside of the jacket, though.
Oh, I don't even know what that's...
It's like 70s.
Okay.
You ever seen that before?
Sure. Yeah.
But I like the hoodie outside of the jacket. That's a good look. Here he is, our video producer. Producer Eddie, let's go.
Bones, I don't know if you remember this, but I was walking around at church picking up my kids, and somebody comes up to me and says, oh my gosh, Eddie, I just want to say hi real quick. You probably don't remember me, but 9 years ago, you and Bobby came to see me sing at Logan's Roadhouse. And I was like, what? She's like, yeah, I was a little girl. My parents called in the show. And I was like, oh my gosh, I do remember that. Do you remember driving you and me to Cool Springs? And we went to Logan's, and she was probably, I don't know, 6 years old then.
Six?
Yes, and she was singing at Logan's Roadhouse. We watched the whole show. We met the parents, took pictures with everyone, and that was it. And I'm like, I totally remember that. I said, I'm going to bring this up on the show and see if Bobby remembers.
I don't remember that.
You don't?
I mean, we went to watch a lot of people sing.
Correct.
I don't remember going to a Logan's. Logan's has a stage?
Yeah, I guess here in Nashville, every place has a stage.
Hmm.
But she said she wanted to update us and say she's going to college now at Belmont University, and she's still singing.
That's pretty cool.
I thought that was awesome.
She's like a teenage college student?
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
She was 6 then.
She's like 18 now, I guess.
All right, up next.
He's mad.
He's a big Jayhawk fan. Now the Jayhawks are good at football, so now he's acting like he's a Jayhawk football fan.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Guys, Bobby brought up the other day, hey, does it ever get too cold to ride your bike to work? And I was like, no, I'll ride it all winter, no problem. Guys, it's only in the 40s right now when I ride to work, and it's pretty freaking cold. Like, I don't know what to wear. Like, I'm still wearing just a t-shirt and shorts, and it's pretty cold, but I don't want to put a sweatshirt on because I'm worried I'll be dripping sweat when I get here. So as a cyclist, I'm not really sure how to dress for the weather.
Cyclist.
Gas prices have gone down a little.
Yeah, but man, that bike with the wind in your hair and your face.
You just like riding the bike.
You have a helmet on.
I do have a helmet on, and I look cool. And people are like, oh man, look at that guy riding to work. Like, that's legit. Or they think I'm riding to school because I got a backpack on.
Has anyone recognized you?
Not yet. I'm going too fast.
Okay.
They probably do, but then seem like there's no way a celebrity is riding his bike to work
that's
every
true.
Day.
That's
true. You know what I mean? So they're like, no way it's him.
Eddie, don't say stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's a good point, too. They're like, oh, that could be. No, celebrities have drivers.
Just wear layers and then peel off the
exactly.
layers once you get here.
Yeah. I think that's what cyclists do.
Where do you keep all your stuff?
You under here.
You have a locker? Oh, it's under your table.
Yeah, I got
right there.
Pants and sweatshirt and an extra shirt down here.
There, I see them.
Does it stink?
I don't think so.
Man, I was at the airport this weekend, and I smelled BO on me so bad. I went, oh. And I went to my wife, and I said, smell me, smell me, smell me. I was nervous. Because I had all my stuff. I could put deodorant on. She goes, I don't smell anything. I was like, are you sure? I said, smell her arm. She goes, ugh, okay. Mm-mm, I don't smell anything. It wasn't me. I went through, and the guy in line next to me smelled so bad, I just thought it was me because he was next to me the whole time, even in the line. I was convinced I had the worst BO, and I was so embarrassed. But you keep deodorant up here?
No.
Wait, you ride your bike to work, you don't keep deodorant up here?
No.
Oh, my.
Am I supposed to?
You just talked about being sweaty.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm worried about my attire. Like, I don't know what to ride on wear on the bike, so I'm not sweaty. Ah, it's just a tough... It's a tough life as a cyclist,
for sure. Yeah. All right, up next. You know, back in school, she claimed she was the all-time free throw shooter for her basketball team. Even though that's not a position. Here she is. Amy, everybody. All right.
Another weekend, another football game for my son, Stevenson. And I got to say, the coolest part of the game on Saturday was that they tried to play again at the very end of the game because they're ahead and they're winning. And they're like, all right, Stevenson, it's your time. Everybody line up. This is a play where Stevenson gets the ball and he scores. This time, instead of a sneaky pass, they threw it to him.
He caught a pass?
The throw, there's some issues with the throw. He didn't catch it. But anyway, then the game's over. They won. Everyone's happy. But the coolest part was after the play, he has the ball, and every coach is patting him on the helmet. Kids are patting him on the back, his teammates. And I just love the encouragement. And next game, they're like, it's his game. It's his game. We're making it happen. So everyone's determined, and it's so special.
Have they lost yet?
No. He said, Stevenson, in Stevenson's words, we're unstoppable.
Nice.
And then he goes, yeah. For now.
Nice. All right, Ray, hit me up.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, he likes the color red and he loves eating in bed. Bobby Bones.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't eat in bed a lot, but okay. If I do, I eat with a towel. I put a towel down and then I eat on the towel. Quick update. Stanley's ACL surgery is next week. A bulldog.
Oh, good.
We have a schedule for next week. And that really is unfortunate for him and me.
Yeah.
For 2 months, he can't go leashless. And he has a sister named Eller that wants to play all the time. And he is a high-energy bulldog. But he tore one ACL completely in two, and he tore another one almost completely in two. So next week, ACL surgery for Stanley.
All right.
It's going to be tough. All right, that's it. It's time to open the mailbag.
You send an email, and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I'm in a tough spot. I need some advice. So I'm getting married next Saturday, and one of my bridesmaids called last night to tell me that she broke her leg and is in a cast. She called to let me know she can still walk a little and thinks she can walk down the aisle and she can still do everything for the wedding. When I called her sister to ask about her leg, she told me there's no way you won't see the cast and we'll have to try to hide it for the pictures. She also said she can't walk right now at all. So what do I do? Is it wrong to replace her and ask her to sit out? Am I overreacting to this? What should I do? Am I evil for wanting to take her out of the wedding party? Signed, Cheryl. You should not replace her. You should not ask her to sit out.
Dang.
You're not evil because I think your instinct, because you're getting married, is you want everything to be perfect. I got news for you. It's all not going to be perfect, but it's still going to be awesome.
Yeah.
No, it's not going to be perfect. And it's amazing that your friend has got a broken leg and still wants to even be in your wedding. That's cool. If it's all big and you can see the big black cast or big white cast or whatever it is, you can for sure organize a picture to make sure that it can't be seen if she's the one that goes, I don't want my cast to be seen. Otherwise, you don't want to be the person that we talk about that's like, oh, her sister gained 10 pounds. She asked her to be out of the wedding. And we're like, you're evil. That's evil.
Yeah.
You don't want to be like that type of person. You're not yet. It's okay to have these thoughts and feelings and to question it. But you don't want to kick a friend out because she had an accident. She didn't do it on purpose. And now she has to be punished. You want everything to be perfect for your wedding. I'm going to give you this. News flash, but ahead of the time, it's not going to be perfect, but it's going to be awesome, and it's going to be awesomely imperfect in ways.
It's good.
So it's also a great story 10 years from now. Also, I'm going to give you one more also. These wedding pictures, you're going to think they're cool for about a month. Then you're just going to put them away, and you're always going to have them, and they're always going to be lovely to go back and look at. But it's not like you bring them up every week and talk about them with your friends. Like, look at this picture here. Yes, they're cool for a second. And they sit in your house, and the real ones are going to be you and your husband, and you at the altar, and you, the one with your bridesmaids, it's like fourth or fifth best. So don't jeopardize a friendship because of that. Okay, Cheryl, she broke her leg. Give her a little grace.
You could probably do a long dress, too, to cover that, right?
But she may already have her dress.
Oh. Yeah, I'm sure they already had the dress.
Okay.
Pretty.
Eddie, get with the program.
Okay.
You can tell Eddie had a wedding where they They ran off to a foreign place or faraway place, and not everybody had to dress up.
Exactly. That's how we did it.
Yeah. So, Amy, any thoughts on that?
No, I'm 100% with you. Please do not ask your friend. I mean, the consequences of that down the line are going to be far worse than what you think you're gaining on your wedding day from asking her to leave. Because if she's part of your wedding party, she's a good friend.
There's a cast in your picture. Who cares?
That. Yeah, like, yeah.
Yeah, you're okay. But it's okay to have those thoughts, Cheryl. Thank you for sharing them with us and not other people. They would probably go tell that friend and then break the friendship up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, that's the mailbag. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
All right, Morgan's going to review Beetlejuice in her millennial movie review. This movie came out in 1988. Morgan, what year were you born?
I was born in 1993.
All right, what'd you think of Beetlejuice?
Well, some movies, I'm just going to acknowledge, that are very hard for me to watch because I've seen the way technology is today.
Okay.
Beetlejuice is one of those movies. Because
what was wrong with Beetlejuice? Because I haven't seen it since like probably 90, you know?
Well, it's like basically the production is like cut out. You can tell what's happening. You can tell that they don't have the technology to do the things that they do today. So it is hard for me to watch some of these movies. And I don't typically like any type of scary movies. And in a way, Beetlejuice is a scary movie.
Is it a kid scary movie though?
Like I've tried to get my kids to watch it and I would say like 12 years old. Because the little ones, they still get scared of Beetlejuice.
I mean, they're popping heads off.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. It's still a little scary.
I haven't seen it in so long. My memories of Beetlejuice are Michael Keaton, right? It's showtime.
Uh-huh.
Is that the right movie?
Yes.
Okay. Daylight come and me won't go home. Right?
Yep.
And they like randomly break into song at scary parts-ish.
Yeah, that song usually.
What else?
And, I mean, they have dinner parties. Basically, it's this couple that died and they're haunting a house. That's what happens in
Beetlejuice. That's right. The couple died and they're haunting the house. Okay.
Yeah, and then, you know, they're trying to make peace with the people that are living at their house and they call on Beetlejuice to help him. And I will admit, I laughed a few times during this movie and it did get me in the Halloween spirit. And I can see why it is a classic still today.
You give it
3 out of 5 graveyards.
Okay.
Pretty good.
Nice.
Yeah, it's not bad.
I haven't seen Beetlejuice in forever, though. Like, just thinking back, does he have horns that come?
No.
He's painted white. And he has white hair.
Yes.
Right? What else happens in that movie?
Wearing black and white.
Yeah, he wears black. And he basically tries to get the daughter that lives in the house to marry him so he can actually come out from the dead and, like, live forever. But
is the daughter, like, Winona Ryder?
Yes.
Yes, that's right.
That's right. Yeah, I'm into it now.
And I think the dead guy is Alec Baldwin.
Yeah, the dad is. Yeah, the guy that dies.
Maybe I need to go watch some of this stuff again.
And Alec Baldwin is attractive as like in that age of his career.
You mean young?
Yeah.
As a young guy?
He is attractive.
So you give it 3 out of 5?
Yeah, 3 out of 5 graveyards.
Have you ever seen Wayne's World?
I don't think so,
Come on.
Yeah, I think that's next.
Okay.
I think Wayne's World's next.
That's the one where they have the guy has crazy hair and it's two dudes.
Yeah.
They have a public access TV show.
Okay, yeah, no. I don't think I've seen it, but I know them from pop culture.
Well, the great thing is about Beetlejuice and even Wayne's World is that these movies are an hour and a half. It's like an episode of Game of Thrones. Or it's now movies are almost 3 hours long. And so all these older movies, even Wayne's World, it's an hour and 22 minutes.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Isn't that awesome? Morgan, your next one is Wayne's World, and we will write you down. Beetlejuice, 3.5. The Goonies, she only gave 2 out of 5, so how much can we really trust her?
Exactly.
Beavis and Butthead, 0.5.
Oh. Get out of here. Yeah,
terrible.
Have you seen the new Beavis and Butthead where they're adults?
No.
What? No.
Mike, have you? It's hilarious.
Where?
Well, the one I saw was on TikTok, but they're starting to load them up again.
That's hilarious.
And they're like, I was much cooler when I was that age. They're like smoking and drinking. They're older and fat.
Oh, man, that's funny.
It's hilarious. All right, Morgan, thank you. We'll check in on Wayne's World in a few weeks, all right?
Sounds good.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
There's a guy on TikTok named Isaiah Garza, and he just does nice things for people on his TikTok. Well, the latest video he has, it's got over 15 million views. It's awesome. He's walking in a park, and he sees a 100-year-old veteran walking on, like, the walkers down the sidewalk. And he goes up to him and says, "Hey, sir, sir, look, I'm having a terrible day. Would you help me out?" And the old man's like, "Well, what can I do for you?" He's like, "Do you want to go to Disneyland with me?" And the old man says, okay. So he takes him to Disneyland. They ride on the teacups. He takes him around in the wheelchair. They do all these rides. He gets some little Mickey Mouse ears. And here's a clip of the old man saying what it was like for him.
How does it feel to be at Disneyland today?
Oh, my God. This is one of the best days of my life. I feel like I might be dreaming or something.
There are so many viral videos that I don't see all of them that we talk about. Mm-hmm. I saw this when it got so big.
Dude, it's really, really
it's
cool.
It's so good.
The montage video he does of them in Disneyland was hilarious.
It's like it's like a sad, warm, uplifting, and funny movie.
Yes.
Yeah. You're laughing too because it's just funny.
The Hulk teacup, he's got there going in circles and he's crying and laughing. It's so awesome.
We'll post a link up on our socials, our Facebook, our Twitter, but it's really good. Good one. Good call.
Yeah.
To find that one. All right. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
There's a home renovation show called Murder House Flip. You guys seen this or seen about it?
No.
So designers and builders, they want to transform homes where somebody's been murdered. And the question we've asked, would you buy a house where a murder happened? Or somebody died in the house? You know, and there is a difference. If somebody peacefully dies and they're 107, and you're like, that must have been a good house. Kept them alive. But if someone gets brutally murdered in a house, will you buy it? So let me ask you that. Amy, you're looking at a house. You're like, that's pretty good. Price isn't crazy good. But you still like the house, but then you find out down in the basement, someone was held captive for 6 months.
Yeah.
Ended with murder.
That's going to be hard for me, so probably not. Because there's nights where I'm going to have to be alone and I will be too scared. No.
What do you think would be in there? The ghost of the person?
I don't know. Someone else knowing that some brutal, weird murder situation went down and they want to come recreate it.
And think about that.
Yeah.
I don't go that far in neurosis land.
Okay.
Recreate it?
Yeah.
I don't even believe there's going to be a ghost there, but I also don't mess with it. Like, I don't believe in the jinx, but I don't mess with the jinx.
Yeah.
I'm not a superstitious person, but I ain't going to mess with bad superstition. My wife's always like, why do you say this? You don't believe in the jinx. But I'm like, well, why am I going to mess with it? She goes, and that's you believing in it. So I don't believe there's a ghost down there of a murdered person. Mm-hmm. And I feel like if I can get a pretty good deal and I bleach it, I'm good.
But it's exactly. Not, what about the thoughts? Yeah. You can't bleach thoughts.
Let me say this. If no one ever said there was a murder in that house, and there was, you'd probably never hear a single ghost.
Yeah, because I'm not worried about the ghosts.
Mm-hmm. You're worried about people coming to the house.
I'm worried about my head.
When does that ever happen?
My mental health. You hear about copycat people all the time.
Copycats as in going to another place or person and doing it. And not all the time. Honestly, almost never. Maybe 3 times ever have I heard about a copycat killer.
Well, I bet there's way more.
Okay, so let's say the house is a 20% discount.
I can't do it.
20%?
I'm in.
For sure.
20%, I'm buying the murder house.
Yeah. Okay, maybe if it got a murder makeover.
And what needs to happen? Do you need a seance?
Okay. Or? No, I need them to completely make it over so it's perfect and amazing and all the home that I've ever dreamt of in my entire life.
Okay,
and
we're not then, doing fantasy land. We're just in semi-fantasy land.
And then I'm going to need some sort of weird hypnosis.
Mm-hmm. Eddie, would you buy the house?
Let me tell you, I love showing people my house. Oh, let me show you this. This is really cool. Can you imagine if you had a murder room? Like, guys, you guys want to go to the murder room? Yeah, let's go.
You'd like that?
I would love that.
What about one of these houses that had a prison in it? Because sometimes.
That's cool.
You'll see on Zillow, this house had a prison from 1864. And now the old jail is now a pretty big, nice house. Would you like that? Would you keep the cell?
Absolutely.
No, I'm gutting the cell, but I could live there.
Why are you a hater to history?
I'm not a hater to history. I'm a hater to dark things.
They asked a bunch of people, would you buy a murder house? And 32% of Americans would say, nah, doesn't matter what the price is.
That's me.
Not going to buy it if there was a murder there. See, we don't know what happened on the land we live on.
Does it have a pool?
There's no Carfax on the land?
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Really?
You don't know right now if the land you lived on was an ancient Indian burial ground.
That's true.
I have no idea. But if you were told that tonight, if someone came and said, Amy, do you live here? Yeah, sure do. Did you know this was an ancient Indian burial? You'd start freaking out immediately and start hearing sounds and ghosts.
I'm looking for a reason to sell my house, so yes, I would move.
Hey, Scuba, you're a big ghost guy.
Yeah.
I see you over there sitting up tall, ready to be called on like a kid in class. What do you think about this?
Yeah, no way. I don't want to put that on me, my family, or anyone that comes to my house. I want nothing with it. It's just that's bad energy. bad karma to move into a place like that and act like nothing existed there.
You don't have to act like it. What if you could become friends with the person who was murdered and be like, bro, I totally felt that. I wish you wouldn't have died. I want to be your friend. A little something called Beetlejuice. Talk about later.
I don't want to be friends with the spirit. I just can't handle that.
Didn't the spirit jump in your throat?
Yeah, jumped into my body, and I was a vessel to get it out of my house that I was living in San Francisco.
That's a lot to just unload right there in one sentence. So
I don't know
why you break that down.
Yeah, so really quick story on that. So I was living in San Francisco. Where I lived, it was the Great Fire and the Great Earthquake in the early 1900s. So a lot of death and destruction. And one day I was leaving my apartment building, getting in the car, and I was in a great mood, excited for work. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I felt this rush of sadness and darkness and crying. And I'm driving to work crying, but I have no idea why. I'm so confused. And as soon as I get to work, I open the car door, and it was like this breath of fresh air and this weight lifted off my shoulders. And it completely went away, almost as if the tears like sucked up out of my face and went completely gone. And whatever it was, I feel like I was the vessel to get that energy out of my apartment building and into the wherever he went or she
so
went.
So it was headed to your work parking lot?
But I guess it was just getting in wherever I went to. I could have gone anywhere, but it got out of the car and it was free.
Why did it not ride with somebody else?
Because maybe I'm the kind of person that is a that can do
this
kind of things. I'm a vessel, yeah.
I think you have to be open to it. He's open to it.
I'm not open to that. I think when you become open to it, it's when you start hearing voices. who believes Scuba Steve's story? Not that he believes it, because he does.
I don't think
he's lying. But who believes that is what happened? Say hello.
Hello.
Wait, what's up?
Who said that?
As a ghost. Whoa,
who was that?
That was a vessel of Bobby's body.
Yeah.
Okay, so nobody really believes that happened to you. But
what do they think happened then?
We think something happened to you.
I think your wife was sending pictures on Ashley Madison and you were crying on the way to work.
Or how about this? You know how sometimes there's just one, like a moment when you go, oh, I'm getting sick. You know, like that one moment just kind of hits you and you're like, oh, I'm about to be sick. Not throw up, but you realize like a virus is in your body.
Yeah.
Because it's always like, oh my! I'm like, dang, my throat's sore now. That one moment. I think you just were probably like sick right then.
So you think you start feeling sad and like start thinking about things and crying?
The crying part's weird.
Like I uncontrollably started crying and I even in the car I'm like, what the heck is going on with me? I don't understand this. But as soon as I got out of the car,
what were you
I went
going
away.
Through in your life at that time?
Well, it was an emotional time because I was going through a divorce.
There we are.
Hello.
It wasn't that, though.
Hello.
I think we found our winner here, boys.
All right.
You were just I'm sorry that happened to you.
Yes, yeah.
But I think you were just an emotional wreck at the time, and something triggered it. You're probably listening to Enrique Hero on the radio.
Can you be my hero, baby?
You got a little sad.
Okay,
that's all it is.
All right.
Anybody else have a ghost experience they want to share for the first time ever?
Mm-mm. You mean for the first time or lunchboxes?
There is lunchboxes.
No. Yeah.
Boyfriend is 100 times. Go ahead.
Okay, so I was spending the night at my buddy's house, and he lived like four or five houses down. And I got up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom, and a ghost pushed me into the closet, and it got really cold in there, and I could not open the door. So I had to bang on the door, and my buddy had to let me out.
What were you going through in your life right then?
No. I was a kid, so nothing. And I'm telling you, we used to go over there after school, and you would see footprints on the stairs, and we would be sitting on the couch, and the front door would unlock. And we were all sitting there, and we'd go lock it, and it would unlock.
Where is this friend now? Because like, you know how he keeps in touch with everybody on Facebook. Like, we need to
all
talk to this friend.
All of a sudden, he doesn't know one friend from his childhood.
Right.
Great point.
No, he's married with a kid. But his parents, they put the house for sale about 2 years ago. I don't know if it ever sold, but I'm pretty sure they moved out of the neighborhood.
But yeah, I just would like to ask him, like, hey, what was it like when the door would just unlock?
Or, hey, kid, that you haven't talked to Lunchbox in years, what happened to your door when you would just be sitting and see if he would say the same story?
Yeah. Or remember that time someone was, what happened with the closet? And
you got pushed in the closet.
Yeah.
In the closet. Hallway closet.
And
upstairs.
What if they were like, oh, yeah, this is a hilarious joke we used to play on Lunchbox. We pushed in the closet.
That would be great.
I think I would know if someone pushed me in the closet, guys. Like I would
thought
see-
you felt it. I thought it touched you.
So you don't believe Scuba... That's
what I'm saying.
You don't believe Scuba Steve's, and you rolled your eyes, and you said he was an idiot.
Yeah.
But yours is true.
Yeah, no ghost got in my body and
But one choked you and touched you in places that you didn't feel comfortable with.
No,
you said that.
You've said that multiple times.
I've never said it touched me in places. I said it pushed me in the closet. And it got really cold in there.
He said at one time inappropriate touches.
No, I did not. Those words have never left my mouth.
Well, I'd buy the house. I'll be honest with you. If it was 20% cheaper, I'd buy the murder house. I don't give
Heck
a crap.
No.
That's what's up. I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take two toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel. I do this constantly, right? I do it with like underwear and stuff too. So, but here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because you doo-doo, boop, ba-doop, boop, ba-doop, boop, in it right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone, especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Freedom is not free, and it comes with a high price paid for by America's heroes and their families. Heroes like Marine Corps Master Sergeant Aaron Torian, who died on February 15th, 2014 in Afghanistan. Before his death, he served honorably for 10 years with 2 combat tours in Iraq and 4 in Afghanistan. He was 36 years old when he passed, survived by his wife, Jerly, and their 3 children, Elijah, Laura Bella, and Avery. While left without their hero, the Torian family was not left behind. Each of their children are multi-year scholarship recipients from the Folds of Honor as they pursue their education. The Folds of Honor provides life-changing scholarships for families of military heroes like the Torian family. A need this great needs patriots like you. Join the Folds of Honor Squadron with a recurring donation of as little as $13 a month at www.foldsofhonor.org/squadron. That's foldsofhonor.org/squadron. Join the mission today. foldsofhonor.org/squadron. This 10-year-old boy makes art that sells for over $100,000. Wild. He's the youngest artist to ever show at Art Miami. He sold his entire 17-painting collection in 3 days, and all the prices ranged from $5,000 to $20,000. He's 10. Lunchbox, do you see these paintings?
I'm going to look them up. Let me see.
I wonder if you think they're good or not. I think they're awesome. I think...
That is crap!
It is not... I think it's not crap. You couldn't paint like that.
I didn't... Yeah, because it's all disfigured.
What? Let me see this.
Like, it's not even, like... Like, the Starry Night one, that one, I don't understand why people like it. It's blurry. That one is, like, the faces are all, like, triangles, and, like, it doesn't make sense.
But that's the point. It's supposed to not make sense.
Yeah, art.
It's called abstract.
Different for everyone.
Oh, my gosh.
If you just said you were six and made some stuff, they'd be like, dang, a six-year-old made
that? Yes, that is what happens with this art. Like,
no, this is good regardless.
Oh, like, wow.
Do you see his art?
Oh, dude, it's amazing.
And they're huge, too.
That's really, really cool.
Mm.
Lunchbox, maybe you should try to create some art and sell it.
Because, like, you watch...
You could do an art show.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, they throw splattered paint on something. They're like, oh, that is a $20,000. But it really looks like a five-year-old did it.
I think a lot of that, too, is who did it.
Mm-hmm.
If Goo 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 is actually somebody that would be cool to have a piece from.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. They just splatter paint on a canvas. And it's like, oh, that's art. I mean, it's so dumb.
It's from SmithsonianMag.com. Yeah, again, this kid is 10 years old. He made over $100,000.
That's really cool art.
Him and his family are sitting on a couch in front of three different paintings, and he's in a room where it's all paintings, like some of the pictures of him. That's really cool, right?
Yeah,
yes, absolutely.
Like, I would like that even. I don't know anything about art, but I would like one of those to put in the house because it looks fun, and their faces are all disfigured. 19 years old. They said, hey, do you have any allergies when it comes to food? And he goes, yeah, I can't have sesame. Well, they accidentally gave him a burrito with sesame.
Oh, no.
He died.
No!
He died?
A teenager, yeah.
I thought this was going.
No.
This is terrible.
A teenager has died from an allergic reaction after eating a vegetarian burrito which contained sesame, despite warning the staff of his condition. He had an EpiPen, but he left it at his apartment. And when he got back, it was too late. So I say this, because I know we have a lot of people. I used to work in the service industry. Like, you gotta write this stuff down. Don't be the waiter that doesn't write stuff down. And you got to make sure when someone says they have an allergy to check again with the kitchen. Hey, remember, no gluten here, right? No gluten. Maybe take a bite of it yourself just to test it.
don't do all that. You can't do that. But man, that server must feel terrible.
Joe Dobson, 19, asked staff multiple times, will you make sure there's no sesame in the food? Friends claimed after three bites, he went, there's sesame in this. And... the restaurant staff didn't seem concerned about his allergy, and they were like, no, it's fine. I guess because they were maybe embarrassed, and they hoped nothing would come of it, and that's what happened. That's from the Daily Mail.
Wow.
That is a crazy story.
Oh.
And then also, I mean, it's a good reminder, too, because I'm sure it's easy to forget your EpiPen, but double check before you leave the house.
I have an EpiPen.
You do?
Yeah, and I never take it with me.
Are you allergic to food?
Nah. I have different allergens. Mostly it's medicine because I get bad allergies all through, like, well, now
yeah,
starts
exactly.
to happen where it gets really bad.
Most of the year.
And some of the medicine I'm on, because my throat or nose, if it goes, I can't do the show. So sometimes I have to take an elevated amount of medicine. And they say, hey, you should keep this EpiPen in case the medicine is too much for you and you start to go into it.
Oh, gotcha.
That EpiPen's never left my drawer. I can't imagine having to slam that into my thigh. I think I would just go, I'm good.
So you wouldn't do that?
I think I'm just going, I'm good. I can't do it. I can't slam that on my thigh. There's no chance at all. I do want to bring this up too. And Amy's the one who brought it to my attention. I guess Lunchbox was considering keying a car.
Okay, here's what happened. He had posted on his Instagram stories, so annoyed at this car that double parked, you know, took up two parking spaces to avoid getting dinged or whatnot. I mean, it is a pretty jerk thing to do. I don't know why some people do it. But he was so upset. And he was proud of himself because he had quote unquote matured because he didn't do something to damage the car in any way. And he then asked his followers, I mean, what would y'all do? Would you key it? Would you, like, how do you handle this situation? And I thought, he is a 41-year-old man. I don't care what age you are, but it's like, why would even keying a car be a response to someone else who's being a jerk? Like, just move on with your day.
I would write a note, I think. That would be as far as I would even think about going, is to write a note, okay, and put under the wiper.
If you want to take the time to do that, I'm just never going to be that type of person. But I thought, wow, people who key cars. I don't understand you. It is another level, and it's just so sad and expensive and devastating. Ugh.
You ever keyed a car?
Yeah.
When?
Key it? No. I happen to have my keys in my hand, and I walked by a car, and if it accidentally scraped it, then it may have let the line.
But why would you do that?
Because they obviously were doing it on purpose to park over, like.
But why is it your responsibility to key their car because of that?
Because it's an inconvenience to me and everybody else. Like, okay,
you're a vigilante.
Yeah, I'm a vigilante. So, like, what I have done before too, also, is like you kind of, like, you're resting on the car. You know what I mean? You just kind of, bam, with the back. You take your foot back, like with the
this heel.
This is so sad. Boom.
And you kick a dent in the car?
Yeah.
No.
I've
no,
done that a
no,
couple times.
No. And y'all, he's raising children.
And yeah.
This is very disturbing.
Let's say one of your kids was 14 and you see this.
Well, that's the problem. I had my kids with me, so I didn't do anything, but I was very upset because we were going to a festival thing and the parking was very hard. We had to drive around for like 20 minutes to find a spot. And I'm like, "Oh, got one." And this guy is parked diagonal across two spots for no reason. And it's not like it was like, "Oh, just barely over the line." I mean,
sure, but you know what happens sometimes? You know, you
if there's another car that's doing it, and that's how you
know. There's no chance.
Hold on, and then everyone leaves, and your car's left, and now you look like the.
I've done that before, where I'm like over the line a little bit because I had to pull in that way because the other cars were over the line.
Yes.
Any chance that happened here?
No, he is halfway.
But what kind of car is it though? Is it a luxury car?
No, it is a like PT Cruiser kind of looking.
I mean, I'm looking at it. It looks like
it's a Soul, whatever a Soul is.
And are you sure the person was double parking a Soul?
It's
over the line.
Not even over. It's halfway into the two spots.
I don't know. I still can go with Eddie and go. They could have all been parked back.
And why I was sitting there and about thinking about what I should do. Cars kept trying to pull in, then they would look and they would throw their hands up like it was my car. And I'm like, it ain't my car, guys. It ain't my car.
If your kids would have been at home,
there would have been a nice little dent.
You would have kicked.
No way.
At 40 years old, you'd have kicked a dent in the car.
Yeah.
If you found out he really kicked a car like that,
what am I gonna do to him?
No,
you're gonna ground me.
That's his own time, Amy. It's his personal time.
Yeah, but that is representing that he just damaged someone's property.
I am sticking up for people that when
you're just mad for yourself.
When people act like jerks, they get treated like jerks. That's what happens in the world.
Why not leave a note?
I don't have a pen and paper.
Have you ever had someone kick your car or key
I've never
your
parked
car?
Like this in my life.
Okay, but for whatever reason, because you're
don't
a jerk
park
sometimes.
Bad. I don't park bad. If they did that,
what if someone heard something you said on this show?
Yeah.
Were deeply offended by it.
And they came out to the 05
saw
Altima?
You get out of your car and they said, "That's Lunchbox. Yeah. He's made fun of people like me. I'm going to go and key the car or dent the car." What'd you think about that?
That'd suck, man. But hey,
you deserve it.
It's life.
That showbiz baby or what?
That's showbiz baby.
Okay.
Crazy. Okay. That's so sad.
I was surprised that he would still even consider or think.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Anybody? My immediate reaction was like, this guy needs a little kick in the side of the car.
I'm actually surprised that he's keyed a car before.
Me too.
No, didn't key a car.
Okay, allegedly.
How many times have you accidentally walked by a car with your key out?
Three.
That's crazy.
Wait, and how old were you?
20s.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my mind is blown.
How many times have you accidentally kicked a car?
I think that was like 4.
Wow.
And you dented it?
Yeah. Well, you don't. If you kick a car, it ain't undenting. Like, it's not going to be like, oh, you know, it's a love tap.
And the last time you did that, how old?
32.
32.
It's ridiculous.
All right.
It's not that bad. But, I mean, look at the car. It deserved it.
No, it doesn't. It
oh, my gosh.
It doesn't deserve that. Okay, well, that's why I said, has he actually matured? I guess because he didn't do it.
That's true.
I'm matured.
He stopped himself.
Destroying or injuring the personal property of another can get you as much as 10 years in prison.
Dang.
However, if the value of the property destroyed is less than $250, you'll only be punished by a maximum of 2.5 months in jail.
Oh.
Guess what?
A key's more than $250.
Guess what?
When you park like this, what does it say? It says, your actions are valid.
No, it doesn't. Okay.
What?
Here's a voicemail from Chris in California.
Hey, Bobby. Has anybody seen the video online of the guy fighting the kangaroo when it has his dog in a chokehold? You guys need to look it up. This guy sucker punches his kangaroo straight in the face because he has his dog in a chokehold and the kangaroo let go of the dog. So I think you might be able to take the kangaroo, especially if your dog's on the line. You're going to be able to take that kangaroo out.
All right, one vote for me, 984,000 for the kangaroo.
Yeah, exactly.
Here is Alyssa from North Carolina.
I was listening to Friday's podcast, and I noticed that you gave Lunchbox the three letters. Where does that reference from? What do the three letters mean in NLR? Just curious.
You know, that's a little secret code Lunchbox and I have had for 15 years or so. We've never actually revealed what it means.
Yeah, so we're not going to reveal it now. Top secret information. Mm-hmm. So it's on a need-to-know basis, and you don't need to know.
Oh, yeah, wow. It's need-to-know. Yeah. There's some things that people don't, that have always wondered, but they don't know. For example, who shot JFK?
Don't know.
I thought it was that guy.
You think you know, but you really don't know.
It could be other people.
Is there a Loch Ness Monster?
We don't know.
I don't think
so. Really know. And what does NLR mean?
Don't know.
Lots of theories, but nobody knows.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Bobby, have you ever bought anything and it brought you pure joy? Like you felt the happiness. Like
only food. Yeah. Yeah, mostly if I buy something that I'm very excited about. A little bit later, you're like, oh, it's cool. But I really don't have like this shopper's high. Man, if I get like a piece of chocolate cake though... Oh, or cheesecake? Oh, yeah.
So happiness doesn't hit when you get that new pair of shoes?
Or like, no, not really. But yeah. Food, yes. But real, no, not shoes.
Some popular answers. Your first car, a new pet, a travel experience, a new home. And, ding, 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 a delicious meal.
Boom,
made the
that's
list.
The one. I mean, a new pet, bills. A new home, bills. A new car, bills. Yeah. New food, you eat it. You're full. It's good.
Okay. Well, I bring this up because we feel the happiest when we spend money buying a gift that someone else really wanted. Like, you know they wanted it, and you get to buy it, and you give it to him, and it brings us...
Oh, like
us,
giving. You're saying giving is the key.
Giving is the key. That is when we feel our happiness. So, okay.
Well, you guys... You all should feel happy and get me a little something.
Okay.
I root for all of your happiness. What else?
46% of Americans say that they cannot live without Wi-Fi.
Oh, it's the only thing that I need.
Yeah.
I don't care anymore if there's a TV in the bedroom. I don't care if the house has doors if we're staying in an Airbnb. I don't care if the hotel has... I don't care. Yeah. I just need good Wi-Fi.
So I'm going to run through the list of things, and Bobby, you can say if you need them. Medicine. People chose medicine over Wi-Fi.
I don't like to take a lot of medicine, but I think, I'll probably take Wi-Fi over medicine.
Electricity in your house, but you'll still have the Wi-Fi. But no
Wi-Fi for sure.
Okay. Gas and heating.
Wi-Fi for sure. I got coats.
I figured. I mean, how long, honestly, do you think you could go without Wi-Fi?
Why do you sell?
Huh?
I'll use my cell.
Oh, you do? No. I'm saying you have no.
Yeah, that's exactly what I've done. I use the bar. I need 3 bars and I'm good.
Okay. I have a list of times that country stars have called each other out, and I pulled like the top 4. One would be Zac Brown versus Luke Bryan. Back in 2013, Zac told a radio station that he hated Luke's song, "That's My Kind of Night."
That's weird. I remember that.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, we were here.
Yeah, I don't remember that
at
all.
That's weird. I was like, this is what's happening? I thought, this is fun. I can get in on this.
Did they fight?
Nah.
Apparently there was tension for a while, but they're good.
Yeah, they're good now. Okay, what else?
Miranda Lambert versus Eric Church. He told Rolling Stone in 2012 that musicians who come from reality TV aren't real artists. And Miranda, she was on Nashville Star, so she took offense to that, called him out on Twitter. He eventually apologized, and there's no bad blood.
Yeah, that didn't age well. Because now everybody tries to get on everything just for a platform.
Yeah.
It's not even so much about the reality or competition. It's what platform can you get on and show what you can do. So that comment did not age well.
I got another one with Eric Church.
Go ahead.
Church.
This one versus Garth Brooks. Eric's and, you know, others. They called Garth out for lip syncing at the CMA Awards in 2017. Garth refused to apologize. He said he was saving his voice for some shows he had coming up.
I will never hate on Garth Brooks.
So he was lip syncing?
I don't know what happened, but what I hear is, his voice was bad. He hurt his voice. And so I don't know. I don't know what's going on. Huh. But I have no comment, and Garth rules.
Yeah.
Next up.
And this one, we're going back to 1992, Travis Tritt versus Billy Ray Cyrus. Travis ripped the song Achy Breaky Heart, calling it frivolous.
I remember this.
Yeah. So then Billy, when he was winning an award for it, he said on stage, hey, to those people who don't like Achy Breaky Heart, here's a quarter. Call someone who cares.
Oh.
Yeah, dumb joke. Also, let me say this about Garth. If you disrespect Garth, you disrespect me.
Ooh. Well,
yeah. I'm going to say that.
Yeah.
That's it. I'm done with that. That it?
Yeah, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
It's around 5:30 p.m. Captain America has just left work. Well, also name is Timothy White, but he likes to dress up as Captain America. And he's driving when he sees an older man behind the wheel of a truck slumped over, and the truck is swerving. Boom, 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 hitting curbs, hitting cars. He jumps out of his truck, runs, reaches in, puts it in park. The guy was in diabetic shock.
Wow.
And he just happened to be dressed as Captain America?
No, he wasn't dressed as that, but he likes to dress as it. And it says, Captain America saves the day.
But he wasn't dressed as him then.
I know, but they were saying, he said, well, I just felt like I was Captain America.
Now that
too.
We like.
Okay, that we like. That's cool.
Because anyone picture him dressed as Captain America?
Yes. I did.
I felt like, you know, he probably stopped the truck, and I thought in the story he was going to say he pulled over and put his Captain America gear on, but it didn't. It just said he likes to dress up as Captain America when he goes to other things.
Thank God he didn't pull over and get dressed, yeah. Fix his hair. Nobody died?
Nobody died.
That's cool. I was probably 12. Got a drunk driver crashed into where we were playing baseball, and there are like 6 ball fields, and he just, boom, crashed in, hit one of the fences. And it's like driving through the area where cars aren't, where only people are. And our baseball coach, Coach Neville, assistant coach, jumped the fence, went in, jumped in, grabbed him. Bam, bam, bam. Punched him in the face. I don't know if he needed to do that, but it put it in park.
Hey, I kind of get it, though.
And then pulled him out. He's a drunk driver. It wasn't somebody who was...
Right.
And wow. So he popped him real good to get him to like let go of the wheel and then stop the truck. No kid got hit. There were kids everywhere, too. So, I mean, it's brave to even do that because the car could run them over.
Right.
Captain America and Coach Neville's. Both could have been run over.
Yep. But they're both here today.
I mean, he said, boom.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I remember seeing it. I heard, and I look back, and there's a truck just wham, nailing stuff. Coach Neville's jumps the fence, and it's probably sternum high. So, at least a 5-foot fence. Like, whoo, leaps it. Jump, bam.
What a reaction. I mean, saved all those lives. That's really cool.
I just wonder if he could have put it in park and escorted
him
out.
No. He needed to punch
him
5 times.
But you know what? I like boom, punch, boom, boom, boom. Pulled him out of there. He's drunk. All right. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
It's time for Amy's Morning Corny.
The Morning Corny.
Do trees poop?
You don't even know the answer yet.
I don't care, but it's funny.
Because they poop.
I figured he'd like it.
Do trees poop?
Yeah, where do you think number 2 pencils come from?
Okay.
That was the Morning Corny.
Is that still a thing, though, number 2 pencils?
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Kids still use pencils? Kids.
Yep, yeah. They still do.
Okay. You like it?
Oh, man, that's the best one you've ever told.
Okay. What?
Creative.
Okay. She didn't write it.
I know, but it was
How
great.
How do you know?
Okay, we know. I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take 2 toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel. I do this constantly, right? I do it with like underwear and stuff too. So, but here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because you doo-doop, boop, ba-doop, boop, ba-doop, boop, and it right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Freedom is not free, and it comes with a high price paid for by America's heroes and their families. Heroes like Marine Corps Master Sergeant Aaron Torian, who died on February 15th, 2014 in Afghanistan. Before his death, he served honorably for 10 years with 2 combat tours in Iraq and 4 in Afghanistan. He was 36 years old when he passed, survived by his wife Jerly and their 3 children, Elijah, Laura Bella, and Avery. While left without their hero, the Torian family was not left behind. Each of their children are multi-year scholarship recipients from the Folds of Honor as they pursue their education. The Folds of Honor provides life-changing scholarships for families of military heroes like the Torian family. A need this great needs patriots like you. Join the Folds of Honor Squadron with a recurring donation of as little as $13 a month at www.foldsofhonor.org/squadron. That's foldsofhonor.org/squadron. Join the mission today. foldsofhonor.org/squadron. A woman claims she gave up food over 4 decades ago. So 40 years, no food. She says she survived on just water spiked with a bit of salt, sugar, and lemon juice. For the past 41 years, the 63-year-old has only been living on water. And she says, few grams of sugar, few grams of salt, a little pour of the lemon juice, and she's in great health. Do we believe this, or does she eat secretly in her bedroom?
Yes.
That's what I would think. Yeah, some of these people who go on like hunger strikes, I'm like, you're eating crackers. Don't fool us. You're going to the back having some ham and crackers, and nobody's looking because we can't watch you all the time. And so I'm looking at a picture of her. She's doing yoga. Yogis don't lie.
Yeah. No, I guess I'd be curious to see if a doctor would say that that's actually possible because, I mean, you're getting a little sugar. You're getting the sodium. You know?
Well, I'm glad you asked. We have a doctor right there.
Yeah. Thanks for asking. Yeah, Dr. Bones? My advice is don't do this.
Oh, yeah, definitely don't.
I really haven't studied it to its full potential, but I would say don't do this. So what had happened was she was eating rice and other food until like 21 years old. She had serious health problems. Her vision got bad. Her stomach started aching, and she had a blood disease. And so she took all the medicine, and nothing happened. So she's like, I'm quitting the medicine. I don't have long to live anyway because she was just deteriorating so fast. And a doctor said, hey, just drink water and mix it with this other stuff. And you could squeeze some fruit juice in it as well. And so that is what got her healthy, she says.
Wow.
But how do you like feel nourished? Yeah. I need fuel. Meaning I come in here, I have to perform. I work out, I have to perform. I mean, I have to I don't feel like you'd get that fuel doing that. Because your body needs to be fueled.
Maybe she takes vitamins.
I'm looking at the vitamins, Eddie.
Okay. Like there's no like a multivitamin that she takes as well?
Listen, like I said, I think she sneaks in the back room,
eats Lunchables,
has a bologna sandwich, and then comes out and goes, I'm only drinking water. That's from Oddity Central. That's a crazy story. Here's one from lifehacker.com. Guys are once again told they should be sitting down to pee. Hey, good news for me. Don't need to be told it. Already do it a lot.
That's not good. I don't know why you would choose to do that. I wish I could pee standing up.
I do some. But why would you if you don't have to? I got a lot of stuff I need to do on my phone.
But it pings real quick.
Yeah,
like, it takes
how long do you pee for, man?
Well, sometimes you never know what else is going to happen.
Okay. How long are your pees?
Well, sometimes I just got work to do, so I just, you know, have a seat, get some stuff done, have a tink.
You pee twice.
Roll out, yeah. So doctors are saying, hey, guys, if you want to be completely healthy, you should sit down when you pee because your body is built in that way.
Wow.
I thought we were supposed to stand.
I know. Here I was thinking y'all were just lucky.
To avoid post-void residual volume, because apparently if you're standing, stuff stays in there, the parts of your body.
I wonder if you could like stand.
Sitting is the best.
But like squat.
Why not just sit?
If you're going to stand and squat, that seems like the bad combination of the...
Because I don't like sitting. Like, if you're at a public restroom...
Don't go public. If I'm public, I'm standing.
Okay, good.
I'm not even stopping by. I'm not even stopping. I'm doing a walk by.
Yeah.
Just keep going.
Right. Welcome to a girl's life. I always have to line it with a...
I'm going
to
tell you this, though. Girls aren't near as disgusting as guys.
I have to squat. And my legs are sore.
You don't know the disgusting, awful 20 minutes a guy has to spend in a guy bathroom. I've been in you guys' bathrooms. They're pretty clean. They're pretty good. So when you have to sit, we go, that ain't nothing. Come in ours. Guys have no regard for other people. They will walk in and do a walk-by and not do number one. It'll be number kikoo.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, bad. I've seen that before.
It's
absolutely
awful. And sometimes I go kikoo in the standing urinal, and you're like,
wow. No, they don't.
Yeah, that's, who did that?
Yep.
Guys are disgusting animals.
That is very animalistic.
Yes. That's all. It's every man.
I've had to go in the sink one time.
What?
Because it was packed, and I couldn't wait.
No, stop.
I'm serious.
You see what I'm saying here?
I get episode of Bridesmaids when she gets in the
sink. You win.
Yeah. The line was so long, and I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to go in the sink.
Okay, listen, guys. Just pee sitting down, because it will keep residue from inside your body. Okay? That's it. Do you guys think peeing sitting down is less masculine?
100%.
It's only because you've been taught that.
Well,
we were taught it. Hard to unlearn.
Yep.
Just kidding. Been doing actually, unlearning is really good and cool.
That's right. And I enjoy it.
I've had to unlearn a lot.
I knew a guy at our other building city.
Oh, boy.
When he would go pee, he would take all his clothes off and get butt naked.
That's something he learned.
And I would go, what? What's happening here? And he would get completely butt naked and sit on the toilet and pee. My thought is he would get butt naked and stand at a urinal, and somebody walked in and was like, you can't do that. So he got butt naked to pee.
Huh.
That's got to be coming from somebody with an OCD.
Yeah, there's something there that might require therapy.
You go and look at my medical chart. I am diagnosed OCD. Not something I'm proud of, but I'm also not ashamed of it. I live with it. But I don't even understand how to take all my clothes off to pee.
Yeah.
That is Lunchbox, you ever see him?
Yep.
You did see him too?
Oh, yeah.
Everyone knows that?
Yeah, everybody knows.
Okay.
Everybody knows. If you work there, you know.
Well, and then when you know and you see him out in the hall, you know.
Yeah, then it's like.
That's all you see. And I've never even seen it.
It's like you're him, huh?
That's funny.
Mm-hmm. Once I peed next to Kix Brooks, though.
He does the same?
Before I even moved here. No, can you imagine?
Oh, boy.
Kix and Ronnie both butt naked at a urinal. That's how they met. I'll be truthful. I'm not a big believer in psychics. And by big believers, I don't believe it. Right? But tomorrow, Amy's psychic cousin will be on. And it's got to be a weird place for Amy because it's your cousin. But you're not a big psychic believer either.
Right.
So where do you find yourself now?
You know, just supporting her gifts.
I also can't prove.
Yeah, right.
I can't prove
can.
She doesn't have psychic ability.
And she's been pretty on about a lot of things, even in my own personal life, too. And, you know, she talks to my mom, who's passed away, and my dad. So, I don't know. I like hearing from them from time to time.
Prove she's not talking to them.
Right. And my aunt, her mom, she's witnessed so much. And I think she doubted it back in the day. And now she's like, I can't doubt my daughter anymore. And everyone's just kind of on board, which I know is difficult for some people to comprehend and
accept. It's difficult for me to comprehend and accept.
I know, me too.
But being respectful. And also, I can't prove she doesn't have these abilities. I just don't believe it. But I'm still, you know, I'll tinker a little bit. She's always fun to have on the show. She's really smart. So I'm just toying with a question that I want to ask.
What?
I'm going to run it by you guys, and you guys tell me if I should ask this tomorrow morning. The question I want to ask is, I don't know. Will I live a long life?
Ooh.
That is your question?
Oh, boy.
Can she answer that, Amy?
Yeah,
I don't know, guys.
And what does she consider long?
Will I live a long life? Because if she goes... And does anything in front of just going, yes, I'm going to think she's lying or hiding something or not wanting to tell me the truth. But I'd also like to know, will I lead a long life? And if I say, will I lead a long life? She goes, oh, no. Ah, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to freak out every day.
Yeah, you can die tomorrow.
I mean, you can't be the first person that's asked her that. She works with people all over the world. So
I know, but they're not me. I'm asking the question. I'm scared for me.
Yeah, we're not worried about them.
Yeah, I don't care about a CEO or some weird. I'm talking about, I just want to go, will I live a long? I'm like, I don't care about her when she tells other people. It's me. And if she doesn't answer it straight up super quick, I'm going to just read into it that I'm probably going to die soon, even though I don't believe. So should I ask the question, will I live a long life? Let's go around the room. Amy.
I don't know. I'm scared. But okay, if I have to pick, yes.
Ray, what do you think?
Such a generic question. I mean, what's your definition of a long life
because
to
a house fly is a day, if I'm comparing to a house fly.
Okay. Good point, all right, Ray.
Like a fruit fly, will I live a long life? Well, she could go, parentheses, in comparison to fruit fly. Yes, you will live a long life. So, okay. So as long as I don't put parameters on what long life means, I can ask?
Well, and I don't see you dying tragically, so yes, you're going to live.
Well, nobody sees anybody dying tragically. And he just jinxed me.
Why would he say that?
That's why they're called a tragedy. No one sees it coming.
Oh, no.
Why would you say such a thing? I don't even believe in the jinx, but I respect it.
Oh,
tragedy?
Ray, there's no way you'll lose any more hair.
Probably will.
Right, that's not fun.
No, that wasn't good, man. I don't think
although Ray, your hair looks good.
I know.
You were going for that laser treatment to make for it to like grow back double?
Yeah, I was infusing my own blood in my head and it is thick.
It is thick.
Yep.
And you were having a little hair loss, but it looks pretty good now.
Thank you.
Eddie, yes or no? Would you ask it?
No way, dude. You're messing with it. Like, why would you want to know that you're gonna die in a few days? Or like you're expecting you to live to what, 110 or whatever? Yeah, dude, if she says anything like, that could be like a week, a month.
Lunchbox, did you ask it?
No chance, because you are so OCD about things. And if she said, you've already lived a long life, like you'd be like, that would be like, oh no, that's it. Tomorrow I'm dead.
We're 2-2. Okay. I need to think about this tonight. But tomorrow at this point of the show, right around now, she'll be on. And I'll ask her a few questions. I got a whole list of stuff I want to talk to her about. I'm not a believer in psychics. But I respect that there's a possibility that something could be happening there. All right, thank you, guys. I just know if it isn't given to me exactly the way that I need it, I'm going to fear for the worst, even if she tells me I'm going to live a long life.
Yeah.
Okay, but don't you think she knows what you need?
Mm. What?
Huh?
I don't know.
I
don't know what she knows. Because if I said the answer was yes, then that would mean I believed in psychic abilities.
Right.
And then if she knows, then why doesn't she play the lottery and know the numbers? Ooh. But it's not the same kind of thing.
It's not.
What do you mean?
What kind of thing is it?
She can't talk to the lottery people?
I don't think so. John L. Lottery, the dead inventor of the lottery.
Is that really his name?
No. Over in New York, Liz is on the phone. Liz, what's going on?
Oh, not much.
Thank you for calling. What can I do for you?
Oh, I was just referring to the question there on whether Bobby should ask the psychic about his life.
Yes,
I don't believe he should.
Psychic will be on tomorrow, and it's me going, do I want to ask the question, am I going to live a long life? Right? That's the question I'm considering asking. I'm scared of the answer, but I might ask it. What do you think, Liz? Should I ask that question?
No. Well,
why?
Would you ask that of an Ouija board?
I mean, I buy a Ouija board at Target. That's the difference.
Sure.
You know what else I buy at Target? Loofahs, socks. I don't think there's any psychics hanging out in the same place I buy a sock. So I think it's a little different. Although I don't believe in psychics, I do respect them. Just in case. But what, any other reason I shouldn't ask this?
You should just live each day like it's your last, no matter what it is.
I'll tell you.
Never worry about whether you're going to die or you're going to live.
I feel you. I love the idea of living every day like it's the last day, but if I did that, I wouldn't go to work. If I did that,
true.
I would eat all sugar because
it's
my last day. Yeah. I don't have to worry about IBS, which I have.
Well, that will be your last day.
You can't live every day like the. You can think of every day as, well, I have a limited amount of days, so I really want to get the most out of them in different ways. But sometimes in your life, you got to invest toward the future. You got to work hard so you can retire. You got to work hard so you can save up and put your kids through school. You got to work hard. And so, but I like the sentiment. You should treasure each day because everybody doesn't get one. Everybody doesn't get to wake up and have a day. Everybody doesn't get to wake up and be healthy. Now that I appreciate. I'm probably 48% on asking the psychic tomorrow if I'm going to live a long life. And it doesn't even matter if she's real or not. It's just whatever she says is going to affect me.
Right.
If she says yes, I'll be out in the middle of the highway. What up? I'm going to live forever. All right, let's do the news.
Bobby's Big Stories.
Lack of sleep makes you stingy over time. A new study finds the lack of sleep or sleep deprivation makes one stingy or less generous. According to a recent study, even seemingly unimportant factors like recent sleep quality might have an impact on your willingness to assist others on any given day. I think basically if you're tired, you're in a bad mood, and if you're in a bad mood, you ain't stopping to help somebody with a flat tire.
That's
right.
You're like,
I'm tired.
They deserve it. If I didn't get to sleep, they deserve a flat tire. Squatters take over a Colorado home, and now the owner is in a homeless shelter.
What?
B-Lynn found herself homeless after her good intentions squared off against bad people. She let a man who was working on her home live in her spare room, and then he started bringing relatives in there too. This led to squatters illegally occupying and trashing her once nice home in a neighborhood in Northeast Colorado Springs. And for more than 3 months, Lynn has been seesawing between living in her car and staying in a homeless shelter.
What on earth?
This is from the Gazette. You know, with so many people doing vigilante-style things or even doing things to get on TikTok, I'm surprised there's not like a task force of just folks who get together and go on and get squatters out of houses.
Ooh, that's funny.
They just like, you know, we're not the cops, but you don't deserve to be here. And if we get in trouble, fine, but you don't live here and we're getting you out right now.
Wow, they evict the squatters.
Squatting,
that's good.
It's so bizarre to me.
Yeah, because if you're in there.
Yeah, it doesn't make
they
sense.
They can't really kick you out unless you walk out and they can keep you out. Yeah, it's a bizarre law, and I'm not sure why that law is in place. Again, I'm a doctor, not a lawyer.
Right.
But I'm surprised there aren't squatter vigilantes who go and find out where people are squatting. They get proof, and then they go in and they wreck shop. Like, guys, you don't want to see this, so turn away. And all of a sudden, it's like,
oh, wow.
And then all of a sudden.
That's like Looney Tunes.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, you see some smoke come up, and all of a sudden, the squatters are out of the house. Right?
Yeah.
We thought at one point, because I had a condo downtown that I'd lived in for a long time, it flooded, so I had to move. And when they had finished, insurance had gone in and rebuilt it. I wasn't living there anymore. We thought there was a squatter living in it, and we sent Lunchbox up.
Yeah, I went looking, couldn't find anybody, but we went knocking and searching up in every nook and cranny.
I remember calling. There was a report of somebody jumping from the balcony of my place over to another building.
Whoa.
Not my place anymore. I don't own it anymore. But it was somebody that was up in that area that shouldn't have been, and they jumped across so they wouldn't get caught.
Whew.
So the cops called, and they were like, hey, do you know anything about this? And I was like, I don't think that was Lunchbox. Like, we have him do some crazy stuff on the air, but
I wouldn't do that. That's a little too scary.
There was a guy in Russia that I saw, and again, the people running Russia are bad people, right?
Yeah.
We should universally agree. It's bad news over there. And so he was, I believe, like an influencer, like pretty famous dude, and he was against the Russian invasion into the Ukraine. And so he had been drafted into war, so that's what they do over there. Like, if you're anti, all right. Then he, finger quotes, ended up jumping off a building. That's what they do. They throw people off buildings there.
Whoa.
If you oppose the government, they just chunk you off a building or they poison you.
That's crazy.
It's crazy. I saw that this morning. Like, thank God we don't live
there.
Oh,
so you don't think he really...
No, it happens all the time to people. People fall out of buildings all the time in Russia.
I read that story and I was like, oh, man.
You saw it too?
Yeah, he was like a musician or a DJ or something and he got drafted and he was like, nuh-uh.
Hey, don't believe. So many people fall out of buildings in Russia.
Man, they fooled me.
Phoenix man turns up for an online date only to be robbed at gunpoint for $3,000.
Oh, that's terrible.
Hate that.
By a couple 32 and 33 years old before they led cops on a violent chase through cities. Jose Sandoval, Jacques, 32, and Crystal Holsey lured their victim into a hotel room before robbing him at gunpoint. You know, bro, I know you met someone online, but you can't go right to a hotel room.
No
dude,
way.
You know he was having happy thoughts. Like,
he's like, this is the greatest first date ever.
No.
The single greatest swipe of my life. I'm going right to the hotel. The couple took his car and tripped to Vegas where police tried to pull him over. They abandoned the car and escaped. They were arrested after several days on the run and led police into a chase that spanned over 100 miles, which is also a crazy part of the story, too. They just took off. When people shop for other people, they end up spending more money on themselves.
What?
According to a survey by the National Retail Federation, 58% of shoppers go into a store for birthdays or celebrations or holidays to buy something for someone else, and they actually spend more money on themselves.
Huh.
See, what happens is it reminds us what we need.
Yes. Or we're like, oh, this is cute. My friend would like it, but so would I.
It reminds us. Oh, I do need that. That is from CNBC. Where do you stand compared to the national average grocery bill? Mm. What's funny is my wife, myself, Eddie's wife, and Eddie, we went to a wedding in California. And so when we were there, we got an Airbnb. And so we got groceries. We were there for a couple days. And so we go and we're buying groceries. And Eddie's wife is like, I just can't believe this. And I'm like, I know. We're getting a lot for four people. She goes, no. Our groceries? It's like six times this.
Yeah.
For like a few days because you have so many kids.
We do, man. We had an all-time high. Like, I went to the grocery store 2 weeks ago, and I couldn't believe the price.
How much?
It's $300. Like, I was like, what can we get rid of here? This is crazy.
When you go, is it one basket still?
Yeah, it's a basket, but I mean, it's overflowing. You got to make sure stuff's not falling off the sides.
This is a little unfair for me to compare my grocery bill. There's only two of us at our house, but I travel so much, and I think I end up having to spend more anyway through, well, we don't want to get a bunch of groceries because they'll spoil, so let's just order off Uber Eats or DoorDash. And so we spend a bunch of money, and this is us two or three nights out of the week. Man, there's nothing on these apps. I hate all this food. But the average grocery bill is $142.
Hmm.
Where do you stand on that lunchbox?
Over.
Amy?
Over.
Yeah, $142. And the more kids you have, it goes up. They say if you have four kids, it's about $350.
Yeah, man. That's crazy.
But I just joined Costco, so I'm looking to start saving.
You're looking to save.
You're going to get a lot of toilet paper, though.
Yeah, you're going to get a lot of goldfish.
Big old thing of cheese.
Yeah.
Like a whole. You can wrap your pounds. You can do a hug, and you got all that in cheese.
Yeah.
Talking to happy people every day is important. If you want to improve your memory, take time every single day to connect with an upbeat person in your life. Seeing someone who makes you smile can double your recall, plus help you feel more observant. And you don't need to meet in person. Researchers say phone calls produce the same impressive memory boost. It's vital to reach and have 10 to 15-minute conversations every single day with somebody that is happy. That is from Penn State University. Finally, Hefty's pumpkin spice trash bags were so popular, they sold out immediately.
I didn't even know those were the thing.
Well, they smell like pumpkin
spice? I would have bought them.
Hefty started selling these spice-scented trash bags, and that's what it is. You get it? You do your hand thing where you put the air in it and you puff it out, and then it smells like pumpkin spice. Hefty was selling for $6 a box, but people are now trying to buy them on eBay for $100 a box.
Wow.
Which is crazy. That is from Reynolds Consumer Products and the old Instagram there. All right. And that is the news.
Those were Bobby's Big Stories.
I was watching the football game last night. It was the 49ers and Rams. And Amy, they don't show people running on the field. Do you know why they don't show people like a...
Humans? Like a non-players?
Yeah, I would say streaker, but nobody really streaks anymore. It's just people running out with the message or to be dumb.
Well, because they don't want to encourage it or give those people attention, and then other people think, oh, I can get attention that way.
That's correct.
Yeah.
So that's what happened last night. There's some kid, he's running, young adult male, and he's got some sort of like pink flare that people might use in a gender reveal.
Okay.
But he's running on the field, and there's smoke all around him, and he runs over by the Rams sideline, and one of the players, well, boom, just crushes him. It's awesome. Here.
Fan is on the field, so we'll have a bit of a stoppage, and now some of the Rams players get involved. And Bobby Wagner had enough. He just took the fan down.
We saw somebody running on the field, and security was having a little problem, so I helped him out.
Dang, that'd be scary.
The difference in running on a football game and a baseball game is football players.
Oh, yeah, they're way bigger.
Way bigger, they have pads.
That hurt.
They already hit all the time. Yeah, that dude ain't feeling good this morning. I'm trying to read his shirt. He had a message, but I never, even in all the videos, because they won't show it on TV, but they will for sure put it on social media because it was everywhere. But I couldn't really read the message on his shirt. And I think it was a website, but I didn't really get that point. The only point I got was don't run on the field if there's a football game.
That's
going
what you got
on.
Out
That's
of
a
it.
Bad one. I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take two toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel. I do this constantly, right? I do it with like underwear and stuff too. So, but here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because you doo-doo, boop, ba-doop, boop, ba-doop, boop, in it right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Freedom is not free, and it comes with a high price paid for by America's heroes and their families. Heroes like Marine Corps Master Sergeant Aaron Torian, who died on February 15th, 2014 in Afghanistan. Before his death, he served honorably for 10 years with 2 combat tours in Iraq and 4 in Afghanistan. He was 36 years old when he passed, survived by his wife Jerly and their 3 children, Elijah, Laura Bella, and Avery. While left without their hero, the Torian family was not left behind. Each of their children are multi-year scholarship recipients from the Folds of Honor as they pursue their education. The Folds of Honor provides life-changing scholarships for families of military heroes like the Torian family. A need this great needs patriots like you. Join the Folds of Honor Squadron with a recurring donation of as little as $13 a month at www.foldsofhonor.org/squadron. That's foldsofhonor.org/squadron. Join the mission today. foldsofhonor.org/squadron. Hey, let's put Hunter on. Hunter's on the phone. We're going to give her a chance to win a prize. We got a Sonic gift card for you, Hunter. And also, we can give you one of my Beanie Babies if you want from the good bag. And Scuba Steve gets so mad when I give away a Beanie Baby from the good bag. He shakes his head at me. Scuba, we're not getting any money for these, so let's just give them away.
But you just never know what we could do with that in the future. And he also gave one of my mascots, like the Boo one for Halloween. Now I have no Halloween mascot up there.
But they're not yours.
But I like to make sure everything looks nice and cool. And
okay, Hunter, if you win, you get one from the good bag, okay? These things could be worth tons of money. We sold one of them for how much, Mike? $4,000. We sold one for $4,000?
$4,000?
I thought it was like $1,400. Even then, I was like, holy cow.
Oh.
Yeah, we sold them for like $1,400. We donated the money to an animal shelter, but there's some valuable stuff in here. All right, a Sonic gift card, Hunter, and see if you can win you a Beanie Baby. We're going to play Name That TV Finale. Now, we got a whole room full of folks here. Amy, Eddie, Lunchbox, Morgan. You can pick one of them, and if you get 2 out of 3, you will be the winner, Hunter. Who would you like to partner up with?
I'm going to go with Amy. She seems like she watches the most TV. Boy.
Yeah, that's good.
Amy, pick a number 1 through 10. That's how we'll pick the question here. Go ahead.
4.
All right, the number 4. What sitcom ended in 2004 with 52 million viewers after 10 seasons? And this finale, one of the main characters confesses his love for another main character after a madcap race to stop her from leaving the country for a job.
2004?
Mm-hmm. This is all about finales of TV series. I'll read it one more time. The sitcom ended in 2004. 52 million people are watching.
That's a lot.
One of the main characters confesses his love for another one of the main characters, and it's a race because he doesn't want her to take a job in another country, so he's racing to stop her.
Okay, well, this sounds like Friends, but I thought that ended in 2005. So I'm torn. Because, like, Rachel's going to go to work in Paris or something, and Ross
Need
goes
an
after
answer?
Her. Okay, fine. Friends.
That's correct. Yeah, I wouldn't let the 1 year hold
I mean,
back. Every
year.
Single thing was exactly the same.
Okay, so maybe it was 10 years. It started in 94.
It doesn't matter.
Hunter, you're 1 for 1.
I was like,
she's like, I thought it was 52.6 million. And we're like, no, you know the exact.
Oh, my goodness.
Was everybody going crazy right
now? I was like, Amy,
okay,
Amy.
Okay. I'm sorry. No. I thought it was a trick.
Hunter, one down. Let's hit one more and you win. Give me another number. Hunter, you picked the number this time, not Amy. 1 through 10.
7.
7 it is. What American sitcom ended in 1979 with 40 million viewers after 9 seasons? In the series finale, Edith goes against her doctor's orders to stay off her feet because her husband is depending on her for his bar's St. Patrick's Day celebration.
Oh my! 1979, so it started in 1970. I feel like there's a bar. Is that Cheers? But I could have swore Cheers was on in the 80s.
What American sitcom ended in 1979? 40 million viewers, 9 seasons. In the series finale, Edith, big context clue there, Edith goes against her doctor's orders to stay off her feet because her husband's depending on her for his bar's St. Patrick's Day celebration.
Well, I don't know if he's married to an Edith. Or Edith... Ugh. Goodness.
Need an answer, Amy?
Had to be on in the 80s where everybody knows your name. A bar.
All right, time's
Cheers.
Up. Cheers is incorrect. Do you guys know it?
All in the Family?
That's correct.
No, I said that.
Dang it.
All right, Hunter, we're down to the final one.
Oh, man.
You want to pick the number or you want Amy to pick the number?
Let's let her do it. She got lucky with hers.
Go ahead, Amy.
Lucky? I knew it. 9.
The number is 9. Okay. What famous spinoff ended in 2004 with 33 million viewers, 11 seasons? The main character realizes everyone's moving on to new chapters and decides he'd like to do the same. Instead of moving to a new job in San Francisco on the radio, the episode finds him getting off a plane in Chicago where his ex-girlfriend Charlotte has moved.
Oh, this is a spinoff?
What famous spinoff? Yes.
Okay.
Ended in 2004. With 33 million viewers after 11 seasons. The main character realizes everybody's moving on to new things. He wants to do the same.
Frasier.
Anybody thinks?
I think it's Frasier.
That's Frasier. There it is.
Yeah! Woo!
Let's go! All right, Hunter, you win, buddy. Congratulations.
Awesome.
You know, I can barely... You're unbridled excitement.
That's kind of crazy that was a spinoff of Cheers, and that's the last thing I guess.
That is crazy.
That is just so
really wild.
It is a coincidence.
This should make a TV show about this stuff that's just so unbelievable. Okay, hey, Hunter, we're going to put you on hold, get you a Sonic gift card, and you can have one of the good Beanie Babies. Okay, buddy?
All right, thanks, man.
Unless you want one of the Barbies. I have 2 Barbies here. I have Anastasia Barbie, and I have Summer... Sophistical.
He doesn't want either
Barbie.
One of those.
You want a Barbie?
He might. Let him answer.
Yeah.
He might.
I think my little girl's moved on from Barbie, so I'll just give her a Beanie Baby.
How do you feel about the Barbie, Scooby? Think they're worth some stuff?
Yeah, anything on that desk and all that memorabilia, I like to give none of it away. And just give him son of gift cards or board games.
What do you say, Hunter?
I said, is he a hoarder?
Yeah, he basically is. He thinks we're going to make money off all this stuff. Which, by the way, was the lottery last night?
Oh, yeah.
It was last night. We played and we had some winnings.
Oh, we already checked?
I checked it because I couldn't do the app anymore.
How come we win all the time with him?
It's amazing.
I don't know.
Okay, we'll come back.
And we won more, by the way.
What?
Why have we not talked about this yet?
Okay, well, I had it here to reference in a minute.
Oh, okay.
So, okay, Hunter, would you like the Beanie Baby or our lottery winnings? I'm just kidding. Don't answer that. Okay, Ray, put Hunter on a hold.
Bye, Hunter.
Scoob, I got in just in time. I sent you the $20 on Venmo in the evening.
You did.
The balls hadn't been drawn yet because we do Scuba's Lucky Balls for the lottery. And I was like, oh, I got to get it in time because I know even if you'd won and you said, no, we're still going to break you off some, I'd be like, I can't accept it. Because if I don't get my money in time, I don't deserve to be part of the drawing.
That's big of you. I appreciate that.
Yes, sir. Now, I know we didn't win a lot. That's why I say that. Yeah. Scuba, how much did we win last night?
So we won at all the tickets we have, by the way. So I just want to reset this for you. We do the double play, which is times whatever it picks, and the double numbers. This past evening, it was times four. So anything we won was times four. I've got two tickets here that have two winners.
So give us the number that's not times four. Because whatever you say, if you go, give us the times four, then we'll do that times four, and then we'll be disappointed once we take it back down.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
So the number that I have before times four of what you won was a Powerball number at $4.
Okay, so we won $16 on the first one.
Yes.
Wow.
Okay.
And then it happened again. We keep getting the same thing. Another $4 times four.
$16.
So $32.
$32. It's a new record. Yeah, that's a new record. Every time Scuba buys lottery. By the way, we're not winning money, everybody.
Right.
We're down still significantly. Yes. But Lunchbox never brought money back.
And I reinvest our winnings to buy
my
more
God,
tickets.
So do I.
Okay. Sure.
Ray, why are you nodding your head yes so passionately?
It's so much more legit than the operation scam that Lunchbox ran.
We never once won anything more than $12 with Lunchbox. And time Scuba has done it.
I think it was lower.
You think it was lower than that?
Yeah.
Scuba comes back every time with 14, 32.
And have we ever seen the winnings?
We reinvested.
Or does he just make it up to make himself sound like the winner?
We never saw the winnings with you either.
Listen.
I keep buying more and more tickets. Yeah. There are more tickets here because we reinvested.
Hey, Mr. Clean, let me talk. So the problem, I didn't know you guys wanted to do the multiplier. Then that's less
you
tickets.
You told him the multiplier was stupid.
Yeah, yes. You know why? Because you get less tickets. You have less chance to win the Mega Millions.
But we've won more money, so whatever your argument is.
Okay, so you'd rather have 5 tickets or would you rather have 20 tickets to win the Mega Millions? Which one would you rather have?
We've had 20 and we've never won any money.
No, but I'm asking.
No, I'm asking using data from all the experiences with you is that of all the chances we've had, we've won far less, even in the $4, the $2, than with Scuba Steve.
Would you rather only have 5 tickets or 20 tickets?
5 tickets with a multiplier because we make more money that way.
That's fun.
Because
you have less chances to win that way.
And we haven't won anything with your way ever.
I understand. But the more tickets you have, the better chance you have to win.
Okay, but we haven't won. My point is, I'm just looking at what's happened. We have won money with Scuba.
No, you haven't.
Yes, we have.
Yeah, we have.
We've won money with me.
How much? Somebody please get the right amount. How much have we won?
Scuba, you are a lottery winner. You are a guy.
Oh,
all hail King Scuba.
Stop
at this rate, in like 4 weeks, we'll break even.
Yes.
At this rate.
And Wednesday is the next drawing, so you guys are in, I'm assuming.
My gosh.
Oh, I don't know.
Every time I Venmo the 20.
But did anyone win the big one?
No, so it rolled over.
We're in.
Okay.
You got to keep going until the big ones hit, and then we stop. Because it's like $400 or $500 million. Like, we won't get out of bed for $20 million. But $500 million, you better believe we're throwing $20 in there. Don't be frustrated, Lunchbox. I did see where you sent Scuba your $20 to be in, and you wrote not a nice note on the Venmo.
What
did
I say?
Thief. You wrote thief to Scuba Steve.
Yeah. Because you have to, on Venmo, you have to put a comment of what the money's
for.
Thief? And
he
put thief. Yeah.
Really?
Thief in the message.
I don't have Venmo, so I didn't see
it. And I put Scuba's a jerk on one of them. And
my wife keeps these for me. Very nice of her.
Uh-huh.
Why do you keep playing then?
Because if you win, I'm not going to say what I...
What?
I'd hate all of you for the rest of my life.
If we win and you're not in it?
Yeah.
What were we going to say? You kill us?
I may have said that.
Really?
That's why I stopped.
You murder us?
That's why I stopped.
Would you wait for us to come to work first?
I doubt you'd got to come to work. I figure you...
What'd you say?
You wouldn't come to work. Eddie wouldn't come to work. Scuba wouldn't come to work. Amy, 50-50. Bobby would show up. No one else would show up, I don't think.
I would show up.
Okay, Amy, I was very hesitant. Eddie and Scuba, there's no chance they
would
come
to work. But they wouldn't get the money
immediately. If I did show up, but we're getting the money anyway. But
so they wouldn't come.
If I did show up, I'd be real late. It'd be awesome.
But Bobby would just send you home.
Flip-flops and underwear.
Oh, you come in and start whitey tighties. Dude, you can do that now if you want.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I don't care. Okay, well, we'll play again. We love to play again. There's a guy who got in trouble of taking pictures of the Hooters waitresses in Hooters.
Well, yeah.
What do you mean, yeah?
Huh?
That's creepy.
Okay, hold on. Let me just ask a question because I don't know how I feel about this yet. If you're just a waiter and someone takes a picture of you and what you wore to work, and they post it on their story, do you get upset?
Yeah. Why are you taking a picture of me? No.
In a public place as a waiter?
Yeah. You're my customer. You're eating food. Why are you taking a picture of me and putting it up?
But I guess if you're in a public place, you can take a picture of anybody doing anything.
I don't have on a Hooters outfit, but maybe I have on black jeans and you're like, oh, look at
So that. You're just saying it doesn't matter if it's Hooters. You just say don't post a picture of anybody in the world at all.
Yeah, because why are you doing it? Which at Hooters, you get why he's doing it.
Yes. I guess my question is, if your argument is don't take a picture of anybody ever, I felt that.
Thank you.
But if it's, hey, don't take a picture of only the waitresses at Hooters, I'm like, but that feels like that's what they wear when they go into work.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean they're asking for their picture to be taken.
Right, but you're already on that side. Yes, okay. We know. You can't take a picture of anybody.
Okay.
But so you are sliced out of this because you're in that argument and I completely respect it. But this guy is under, if I'm in a public place, I can take a picture and post whatever I want. But people are all over him saying you can't do that in Hooters. You saw it?
I saw it. And she was like shaming him on TikTok going, oh, he thinks it's okay to come in here and take pictures of. Look at this little creep. And I'm like, no, girl, you went to work. Like the reason he is there is because of your outfit. That's why he came to eat there. And for you to call him a creep, you know what you're going to work to do. You're going
to. What is she going to work to do?
Yeah, what?
She's going to work in that tiny outfit. To get customers.
I guess to me...
I don't understand...
In any situation, it's the context of what's happening in the picture. If it's like a creepy angle or somebody's bent over or... You shouldn't do that anywhere.
What if he's just like, hey, hanging out at Hooters, having lunch.
And she's in the background of a picture?
Yeah.
But I don't think that's the case.
But here. Okay, what if she's serving food and he's like, oh, it takes a picture. Like, I don't see any problem with it at all. I felt like she was way overreacting. Like, how dare he objectify me? I mean... Your job is objectifying you. Your outfit is objectifying you. That is your job.
Well, some people I would like to say go to Hooters for the wings.
That's me right here.
I never met a single person who...
No, they say that, Amy. We all say that. They do have good wings. But you know what makes them really good? The atmosphere.
No, okay. That's not true.
The scenery.
But that is why people go to Hooters.
Man, I truly like the wings. And I've told my wife this hundreds of times.
Okay, but
I like the wings. I don't care about the servers.
Will your wife go with you?
No, she doesn't like Hooters.
Why not? But the wings are good.
She says she feels uncomfortable in there. My dad took me there all the time.
Yeah, so my dad did too.
Yeah, we didn't stare at servers. We ate wings.
I got to imagine this guy was just giving off creepy vibes.
Yes.
More so than it being about a picture. I got to imagine this dude just giving off creepy vibes. And if I were in a tuxedo, I had to wear a tuxedo to a job that I was a waiter. It sucked. Every day I had to wear a tuxedo.
Yeah, would it be weird for me to be like, oh my gosh, they wear tuxedos at this restaurant and take a picture of you?
No, but if I were like bending over or it was like cleavage shots of me for some reason then I think it would be weird there too. And I can understand if it's a creepy dude taking pictures regardless. That you get upset.
Were those the pictures? Do we know what kind of?
No, you don't know
what
pictures they were. You just get it from her angle. She went on TikTok and goes, "Oh, you see this customer? He's a real creep."
There's some nuance to it. Meaning, I don't think there's an absolute black or white here. Going one's the right way, one's the wrong. I just need to see the pictures. If she's in the background of a picture and he's taking a selfie with his buddy and she gets upset, I think that's over the line on her part. But if he's like, "Look at that butt," and takes a picture, you can't do that with anybody anywhere.
Yeah.
Right. Or what if he takes a picture like of the front saying, hey, there's the waitress we had last week and he's texting a buddy.
We're doing what
I'm just saying, she doesn't know what he's taking a picture of.
Did she not see them?
No, she just said he was taking pictures. She doesn't know what the pictures were. Mm. And so she starts shaming him on TikTok. So is she just as bad as him?
Well, I think in life, we don't allow things to have nuance very often. We should. And I think this is one of those situations. Where I just need to see the pictures. If it's somebody just going, hey, we're at Hooters, and they take a picture of the room, and there's three Hooters waitresses, there's no problem with that. Great.
Yeah, I'm pro Hooters.
That's different.
Yes, that's different than Yeah, probably what was happening. Check if out. I'm just guessing, probably
I don't know.
What was
his caption, or was he like check?
Well, it's the video's her.
Yeah, it's
talking
her
about him.
Talking about him taking pictures inside Hooters.
Gotcha.
So that's from the New York Post. How do we feel about this one?
Eddie, what do you, don't you think you...
I don't know you can get in trouble like of just taking pictures at a server.
I just would need to see the pictures.
You guys, yeah. Yes, you can. It's like, say I'm a hostess at a regular restaurant because you get to wear whatever you want as the hostess, and I have on this like cute little dress that I feel good in, and I see some guy taking pictures of me, I'm going to be creeped out.
I mean, have you ever been to one of those like Twin Peaks? The waitresses will pose provocatively with you if you want to take a picture. Oh, let's take a picture. And they put their
but
legs
that's the
on.
Right to do so.
I'm just
and they probably
saying.
All don't do that.
Yeah, but she wasn't posing with him.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's see your pictures, buddy. Text them in to us. We'll like ask
them.
Yeah. All right, you guys can hit us up if you want. 877-77-BOBBY. Tell me something good coming up in a second. Also, tomorrow, Amy's cousin, who is a psychic, will be on the show. The question is, am I going to ask, am I going to live a long life? That's where I'm at.
That's crazy, man.
I got a whole
what percentage are you at?
Of asking?
52%.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, you're over 50?
It
over
50 went up.
Right, you're crazy.
I'm over 50 right now, so she'll be on tomorrow.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from New York. A 52-year-old man was out for a drive. He's cruising when, he runs out of gas right in front of the sheriff's building. And he's acting suspicious. And they're like, hey man, you okay? He's like, yeah, just waiting for a friend to bring me gas. They're like, let me see your driver's license.
Why would they ask him that?
Yeah, he was acting suspicious.
Oh, I think they probably knew something. They probably like ran his plate or something.
And the plates were stolen. He was on a revoked license, and he had a warrant for his arrest for stealing $2,000 worth of metal.
Don't you think they probably just said, don't you think police officers just randomly run plates sometimes?
They do. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. And they probably were just like, let's see what this is about, just to see. Sir, can I see you? They knew he had a bad deal happening with them. But yeah.
I mean, he ran out of gas in front of the police station.
That's terrible luck.
That's when you probably just walk off,
yeah,
right?
Just yeah. Leave it. See ya. Bye. I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Mike, who did you talk to?
Corey Feldman.
Corey Feldman. Where do I know Corey Feldman from?
Stand By
Back
Me.
Oh, 80s.
Yeah, the dude with the glasses.
Weren't there
like
two
yours.
Corys?
Corey Feldman, Corey Haim.
He died. Okay.
And Corey Feldman was the more famous one.
Yeah.
Like the goofier looking one.
Yeah, they were friends, though.
How did you end up talking to him?
He was promoting The Lost Boys, which is another 80s movie he did 35 years ago. It was the anniversary of that. So we talked about that movie. We talked about Goonies. Stand By Me. It was cool.
So did you tell him Morgan only kind of like Goonies?
Well, that's what I asked him. I asked him about how often he rewatches the movies he's been in.
So here is Mike on his podcast, Movie Mike's Movie Podcast, asking Corey Feldman if he ever rewatches his old stuff.
Probably more than I'd like. I just did a convention over the weekend where it was more centered on Goonies, and they actually showed the movie in this giant theater, and on the stage they had an entire orchestra. Yeah, and it was really cool. So watching the entire movie scored in real life was pretty awesome, I must say.
Was that pretty cool talking with him?
It was really cool. He's an icon.
Yeah, I kind of see him. Did he go with Michael Jackson places?
That sounds familiar. Yeah, I remember that.
Guys, I was about to say, did he date Michael Jackson?
I don't think so. But he was that Hollywood bad boy. He was always in like magazines of like, ooh, in trouble.
Yeah, he talked about that a little bit in the interview about he was going through some rough stuff while filming this last movie. Yeah.
The last movie.
That Lost Boys movie.
Oh, got it. Okay, well, check this out. If you love the 80s, which you know I do not. Mm-hmm. Love the 80s.
That's true.
There's only a few things I feel should be acceptable. But if this is for you, check out Movie Mike's Movie Podcast. It's on this week's episode now?
Yep.
All right, check it out. Good job. Let me say this. We did a whole photo shoot up here with Stanley, my dog. And he's moving around pretty good, right?
Yeah.
We did say earlier in the show that he has to have ACL surgery. One ACL is completely gone. Tore it all the way through. The second one's like halfway torn. So he's going to have two ACLs worked on next week. And he kind of walks straight-legged in the back, but he can still get around okay. And the reason we're doing it now is because so many vets said if you don't do it now, then you'll regret it later because his legs will get extremely arthritic, even more than they would normally. So that's going to be tough for him. But he was up yesterday living it up. We had a whole photo shoot up here. The Sonic Wag Shop collection is happening. And so if you go to sonicswagshop.com and you can treat your dog to some new swag, get it at Sonic Wag Shop. But sonicswagshop.com, we had Stanley in a big fat hot dog costume, which by the way, he looked like a, didn't look like a hot dog. He looked more like a Polish sausage.
Yes.
Because he's a fat bulldog right now.
The big hot dog.
He can't really run much because his legs are in bad shape. But he looked like a Polish sausage for sure. So order a free Wag Cup with any Sonic app purchase now through Halloween. But yeah, a Wag Cup, it's a delicious cup with the whipped topping that you can smash in your dog's face.
He looked like a bratwurst. That's what it was.
Yeah, what did I say?
Polish sausage. Yeah, the same thing. Yeah, the bratwurst.
We'll have the picture up, if not today, real soon. But sonicswagshop.com. Okay, thank you. We'll see you tomorrow. On tomorrow's show, Amy's psychic cousin, we got some questions for her.
Ooh.
We'll see you guys then. Bye, everybody.
Bobby Bones.
Every time I go on a trip, if I'm traveling for work, if I'm traveling for vacation, if it's like an extended away, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials. You know, do I have like 4 tubes of toothpaste just in case, or supplies? You know what I mean, right? That's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. Which for me, when I'm talking about packing, it allows me, it could be for a vacation for you, it could be me working, it allows me not to pack as much because it'll all be waiting for me at my destination. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com.
Kind is calling all flavor chasers. Hey, it's Amy, and Kind has 6 new flavors for whatever you crave. Is it something sweet? Well, try new seeds, fruit, and nuts bars. With flavors like dark chocolate, raspberry, pumpkin seed, the number one ingredient is seeds. And for something savory, Kind has you covered. Try their roasted nuts and jalapeno bars or rosemary nuts and sea salt bars. They're gluten-free with 5 to 6 grams of protein in every one. The number one ingredient is always seeds or nuts. It's the bar for people who love real food. Try all the new flavors. Shop on Amazon today.